الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المسلمين أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وبالأخص منهم خلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات. إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من مدارستنا أو في هذه الدورة العلمية المعنون لها بالمفتاح للعلم. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this course which is titled By Key to Knowledge. First of all, very sorry for the delay. There was something out of hand here. But alhamdulillah, lastly it is solved. And as they say in Arabic, ما لا يدرك جله لا يترك كله. What you cannot have most of it, you do not leave it all. I would like first of all to thank everybody for the good results of the last two quizzes. Alhamdulillah, yani the average of the classes was very acceptable. Was very acceptable. And inshallah we're going to continue. The correction of these questions and sending them back to you, it is only to make you realize where the mistake that you done. That's the whole thing. And no one to hassle about them. I'm saving them and correcting them. But it takes a little bit time for me to write them back to you or send them back. So I don't want you guys to hassle about the results. However, the most important thing is that, I'm measuring your observations and how effective the course is. And so far, it is more than satisfactory. It is more than satisfactory. It is really, good. Now, today, as we know that we are going to talk about al-yawm al-akhir, the last day, or the other day. And this day, it is said al-yawm al-akhir, and usually when you say al-yawm al-akhir, that means there is yawm awwal and yawm akhir, or it is pronounced akhir, akhir, which means the last day, the last day. Al-yawm al-akhir, ya ikhwan, is considered to be a yawm, a day, not more than that, a day. But this day is permanent. This day does not have day and night, does not have an end. There is no certain time for rest and certain time for work. In that day, however, in the pleasure, all the time, forever. And those who are in the fire, are in the fire forever. There is no end of it, no changes. It is not like this life. At night, you are collapsed and too tired. Then you go back home to rest. But in the day of resurrection, there is no tiredness in the Jannah, and there is no rest in the fire. The night of the people of the fire is as hard as the day, and the day of the people of the Jannah is as comfortable as the night. In the fire, there is hunger and thirst. But in the Jannah, there is no hunger, no thirst. People of the fire cry for water because they are too thirsty. People of the Jannah never get thirsty because the rivers are running beneath them. There are four rivers in the Jannah. One of water, one of milk, one of honey, and one of wine. One of wine, khamr. But this khamr is not like the khamr of today. It does not make one go drunk. And the honey of the Jannah is not like the honey of today. If you drink, if you take, maybe four tablespoons of it here in this life, you may die by the high sugar. But in the day of resurrection, honey is not to be licked, but honey is to be drunk. And honey is not like today, very thick, doesn't move, or very difficult to pour. But in the day of resurrection, it is a river. A river running. The milk in the Jannah is not like the milk of today. The milk of today gets spoiled in few days, say, if you would to give a longer period. But the milk in the Jannah remains fresh forever. Remains fresh forever. As Allah Ta'ala say, لم يتغير طعمه. So there are four rivers in the Jannah. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Muhammad, Allah Ta'ala mentioned the laban in regard to the leaven, the milk that we drink in this life, as in Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 66, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. You have an example in the and the cattle. We make you drink of what is inside their stomachs, from what comes, of what comes from between blood and dirt, as a pure milk, very delicious for those who drink it. This is for the milk here in the dunya, but the milk in the akhirah is not like that. It's not from the cattle Allah Ta'ala just created. Exactly like the honey is not like, it's not like it's not from the bees, but Allah Ta'ala created like that. As well as the khamr does not make you drunk, no drunk. Allah Ta'ala said as in ayah 15 of Surah Muhammad, مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى ولهم فيها من كل الثمرات ومغفرة من ربهم كمن هو خالد في النار وسقوا ماء حميما فقطع أمعاءهم. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us that the example of the Jannah that the believers and the fairs of Allah are promised to have is which has in it rivers of water. Rivers of water that tastes, and it taste and smell of which are not changed. Not like the water that we drink here from the rivers, taste is changed. Not like the fresh water that we drink. It needs some treatments. There it doesn't. Rivers of milk, which the taste never changes. Rivers of wine, which is delicious to those who drink, but it does not make them drunk. It's only to make them taste the delicious taste of it, but not have the effect of it. Rivers of clarified honey and pure honey meaning you don't see anything in it. And they will have in the Jannah every kind of fruit and forgiveness from their Lord نعم. Let us see what forgiveness here means. Now, how they are told that they are given forgiveness in the Jannah? Weren't they forgiven? And that was the reason why they are in the Jannah? Weren't they forgiven? The ulama of tafsir, the like of Imam Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, said وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَزُولُ بِهَا عَنْهُمُ الْمَرْهُوبِ فَلَا يَرْحَبُونَ. He said forgiveness from the Lord, so whatever fearable is not found there, because they used to fear Allah in the dunya and stay away from whatever He said forbidden. Now, one of the things that He subhanahu wa ta'ala said that it is forbidden for them in this life, in the worldly life, is khamr. And now the khamr is running beneath them. So Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and a forgiveness from the Lord. It means that they would not fear. They just can drink whatever they want. So, this is the day that we are going to talk about today and in the coming week, in the next week, inshallah. This day has many different names. It is called Al-Yawm Al-Akhir, as in many ayahs, as in the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, for example. And in many ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentioned Al-Yawm Al-Akhir. It is called Al-Yawm Al-Akhir. And it is called Yawm Al-Qiyamah, and Yawm Al-Din, and Yawm Al-Ba'th, Yawm Al-Hashr. Allah Ta'ala mentioned these all in the Quran. As for example, Yawm Al-Akhir, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah ayah, Ayah 8, Allah Ta'ala said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And from the people are some who say we believe in Allah in the day, in the last day, but they are not believers. As well as in Surah Al-Baqarah, same Surah Ayah 62, 126, 177, and many other places in the Quran, as in Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, Al-Ma'idah, Tawbah, Al-Nur, Al-Ankabut, Al-Ahzab, Al-Mujadila, Al-Mumtahina, Al-Talaq, all these surahs, the Al-Yawm Al-Akhir is mentioned there. But it is not the only way that the Yawm Al-Qiyamah is described in the Quran. It is called Al-Yawm Al-Akhir, as we said. Yawm Al-Din, as in Surah Al-Fatiha, Maliki Yawm Al-Din. And it is called by a description of it. As in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 48, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٍ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. That is the day of resurrection, and fear a day in which no soul will be rewarded or harmed for the other. And also, it is called Yawm Al-Qiyamah, as in the ayah number 85 of Surah Al-Baqarah. ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب. And 113 of Surah Al-Baqarah, فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة. 123, again description, يوم لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا. Al-Baqarah 174, Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And in Surah Al-Baqarah 281, it is described with other description, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And also in Ayah 254 of Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ. So it is described with other description, but it is at the end, it is the day of resurrection. And it is, as we said, called by many different names and sometimes description, as in Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 106, for example. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. This day is described by these two things. In the day in which some faces are going to be brightening, white, and some other going to be dark, has no light. In Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 30, it is described by different description. يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرة وما عملت من سوء. And the day in which every soul going to see of what it did of the good deeds present and what it did of the evil present. And also in Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 9, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ جَامِعُ النَّاسِ لِيَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Oh, our Lord, you are gathering the mankind to a day which has no doubt. So that's a description given to it. In Ayah 25 of the same surah, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. So, And there are many other names and and descriptions. And it is sometimes described as the many different descriptions. يوم الساعة يوم تقوم الساعة يوم القيامة يوم الحشر يوم يوم المشهود يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه. Many are in Surah Hud in many places. But, as we said, it is a very tremendous day. It is a day in which everyone is going to see what he has done in this world. It is a long day. It is a long day. As Allah Ta'ala said, كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 47, وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ وَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مما تعدون. And also it is also described that it is as long as 50,000 years, as in Surah Al-Ma'arij, Ayah 4, تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 years. The angels ascend as well as the ruh, the Jibreel, to him, to Allah, in a day which is to your Lord determined by 50,000 years. This day many people think that it is only when the people are resurrected. However, it begins by the death of every mankind. And it begins by the death of every mankind. And what Allah Ta'ala said, and as what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, So we have to believe in this day, which is the day of resurrection. We have to believe in this day. The day of resurrection. تعالى سيد in the Quran as in the ayah of Surah Yasin ayah 78 and 79 Allah Ta'ala said about one of the kuffar, saying, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ And as in the translation of the interpretation, It says here, and puts forth for us a parable, forgetting his own creation. He says, who will give life to bones while they are disintegrated? Say, O Muhammad, he will give them life, who produced them the first time, and he is of ever creation, all knower. But this This day, Ikhwan, as I said, it is not necessarily to be the day in which all mankind going together for the judgment, because there is a type of reward and punishment before. There is a type of reward and punishment before. That is the death. That is the death. And there are many incidents going to exist before the hour, which we are going to talk about, and these are the signs of the hour, signs of the existence of the hour. As we said, that dying itself is the hour. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the man, When the man said, Ya Rasulullah, Mata Sa'a, when is the hour? He did not respond to him. At the third time, he said to him, What did you prepare for it? Give me a second, please. Now. نعم يا أخوانا So the grave is the first place, or if you would call it the first station of the Akhirah, that every Muslim going, or every mankind is going to be in. And the grave does not necessarily mean the hall or the coffin, the box. It is the life which comes after, this life. We have four types of lives. Every mankind will have four types of life. You have the life of womb. You have the life of womb, where you have no sin and no riwa, because at that time you are not under the test. And all of that period, you only have happiness, or we say no happiness, no sadness, because you don't feel it, you don't know it. And no single one can remember anything of the life in the womb. Nobody can remember that. That life was out of our senses, and then you have this worldly life, in which you have a period, you have periods where you are not considered to be under test. That is when you are a child up until you reach the age of maturity. Then you are going to be questions of what you do, of good and evil, and what you abandon of the obligations that you're supposed to do. And also when the person loses his intellect or mind and become crazy or mad or like that, and also during your sleep, there is nothing written against you. And when you are over age, what do we mean by over age? You reach an age where you lose your intelligence and become like a child. This is the second life. But in between all this, you have, or many are going to be questions of what they did and what they said. The third life is again, you are inside. Now, You've been inside the womb of your mother, inside her stomach. The womb is inside the stomach, the womb is inside your mother, and you are inside the womb. So you don't see the outside. You don't know. You don't feel it. You don't know nothing about it. In the grave, and this life is called the life. We know, we say, the baby is the life or the baby is dead. Or is in the womb. So there is a life. But no one can say that that life is like this life that we are living today. In this life, if you are sick, if you are paralyzed, and you remain on bed for a month or two or 3 months without any movement, your body won't but in the womb, you are there for 9 months, no movements, nothing, and when you come out of the womb of your body, your mother, you come as brightening, as beautiful, as shining as ever seen. In the grave there is life too. That life is totally different from the life of this world and from the life of the womb. Here, pleasure, here in this world, pleasure and pleasure or sadness, you have to work for, and it is mostly of what you earn. And you're gonna have both of them in here. Both of them. And that is for every mankind. Muslim or non-Muslim. Muslims get happy and get sad. Same or like the non-Muslims. They get happy and they get unhappy, sad. Muslims get sick and get healthy. Same thing with the kuffar. Muslims feel suffer of pains as well as the kuffar. Muslims can be rich, can be poor, as well as the kuffar. Etc., etc., etc. of the examples. But the difference between them both is that the Muslim, if he thanks Allah for the blessings and the times, the nice times that he passes, and be patient with the hardship, then he is rewarded. The kafir, even if he has this, he's not going to be rewarded in the hereafter. No. As the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith. The fourth type of life, the third type of life, which is in the grave, you either have pleasure or punishment. If this person is a believer, he's going to be pleased in his grave. And while if he is a coward, he's going to be punished in his grave. In the hereafter, in the last day, which we are talking about today, in the last day, people are going to be of two types. People of pleasure and people of sadness. People of pleasure some of them are going to have some type of sadness due to the sins that they committed in this worldly life, their punishment. If Allah Ta'ala does not forgive them, but then they will be taken to the Jannah for the permanent pleasure. However, these ones have wronged themselves in this life world by worshipping other than Allah, by disbelieving in Allah, by disbelieving the prophets and messengers. So they are only going to have a worse punishment than what they had in the grave. And that's why it is very important for us all to seek the knowledge of what may conclude or may consequence goodly in the hereafter. And it is even from the time one's dying. As Allah Ta'ala said, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. As in Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 27, Allah keeps firm those who believe with the fire war in the worldly life and in the hereafter. I'd like to stop here, and inshallah we continue on next Saturday our topic. And now we want to leave some time for questions, if you have any question. Otherwise we'll end up now, and inshallah ta'ala we'll meet once again on the coming Saturday. May Allah ta'ala forgive us all for all what we do, all what we say, and may Allah ta'ala purify our hearts to contain only iman and love for the sake of Allah, and have no hatred towards the Muslims. And may Allah Ta'ala gather us all on this, in this life, only on what pleases Him, and on the hereafter around our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, drinking from his lake, gaining his intercession, accompanying him in the Jannah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. If there is any question, you can please now. I'm proud to raise your hand, otherwise you can type one. Okay, and Istiqama, go ahead. And Khalila, go ahead, I'm proud to. Istiqama says here, after the last day, which is 50,000 years, after that, are there days and nights in Jannah? I haven't come across any authentic daleel of anything that says that. But what we know that, what we know is that people in the Jannah are going to have permanent pleasure, and people in the fire are going to have permanent punishment. And Allah knows best that there are going to be days, and what they are called, and whether if they contain day and night, Allah knows best. We cannot enter into that without any authentic dalil, and I have come across not even one. Wallahu a'lam. Take one from Pal Talk. Says Khalil Ayyub, says, "Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. I have a personal question to ask, but I would rather ask private. Can you assist me, please?" Okay, no problem. Send it now. Send the PM, inshallah. Right, on Muzakir, okay. On Palto, a stranger says, Jazakumullah khair, Ameen. Ameen. What happens to those people who are burnt after their death, believing that this will prevent them from being punished in the grave? Well, we inshallah going to speak about that. But this is it's a clear arrogance and ignorance of these people. How Allah Ta'ala, the one who created them, cannot bring them back to life? And if He can't bring them back to life, how come they cannot have them punished in their graves? That sounds very strange and shows that these people do not know nothing, and it is all based on their ignorance. Allahu A'lam. A question from question from Moses says, Khalila, you know you need to add me to your list and then you can send. Now, it's Qawaneen here for music says, Ya Shaykh, for the un-Muslims, when they do good works in this life, is it true that they will be rewarded only in this life? On yes, the Prophet ﷺ said so, that the non-Muslim, the kafir, if he does anything good, he will be rewarded for it here in this life. How? Allah Ta'ala will protect him of something that harms him. Allah Ta'ala will provide him something that he likes, whatsoever, like that. But all in this life. So he's not earned anything, save anything for the hereafter, and then claim that he wants it. Because the reward there is only the Jannah. Na'am, Allahu A'lam. Ibn Taymiyyah says, once the believers enter Jannah, will our worship to Allah cease? No, but it is not going to be the way you do today. It is going to be like the angels. The angels, they never stop worshipping, and they never find it difficult or heavy. Even in this world, people who are real believers and strong believers, they don't find the worship hard, as Allah Ta'ala said, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. And seek help and seek help through patience and prayers. And verily, prayers is only heavy for those prayers are heavy except for those who are khashi'in, meaning having tranquility in it when they perform it. So in the hereafter, as the ulama say, that it's not like the worship in here that you feel tired of. If eating food, you will not feel full, you will not feel a need to go toilet, you will not, but all what you eat turns to sweat that is only going to be perfume, which is more beautiful and smell than the musk. So what about the worship? The worship is going to be something that you want. Now, Allahu A'lam. Khawla says, is it true that the Prophet ﷺ never ate fish? No, that's not correct. When the Prophet ﷺ sent the Sahaba in an army under the leadership of Al-Miqdad ibn Aswad, and they came by the sea, by the Red Sea, and the Allah Ta'ala, and they have got out of food at all. They used to give one date for each person for a day. That's the only food that they had. So when they were by the coast, they saw a big whale thrown by the waves to the land. So then they took it and cut it and ate from it, and as I remember that the Prophet ﷺ, ate from it, or he agreed them eating from it, Allahu A'lam. Nah. But that is the only incident I remember ate ever fish or whale, which is from the sea animals, ever mentioned by or and eating and like that for Rasulullah sallam. Okay, question from Pal Talk. Okay, how will I send it to the email, please? I don't know what to do to allow it, or but send it to the email. Here it is. It says here, حياكم وحياك الله وحياك. What is the ruling on those who were born out of a relationship between unmarried couple and treat the family of their biological father as their own family? the ruling of them that these are illegitimate children, and the child who is born like that should only carry the name of the mother, but he cannot take the name of the father, and he cannot inherit his father, and he is not allowed to be a mahram for his father's female relatives, and he is not going to be any question for what his mother done, which as a consequence that he is born now, but he is going to be questioned of his deeds. But it is not allowed for him to carry the name of either his father or the biological father of Allah. Okay, was it here a question say? Asad says, how should we protect ourselves from the whisperings of shayateen and pride? By dhikr, the constant dhikr, especially subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar and astaghfirullah and la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This type of dhikr protects you as and every other dhikr inshallah it can also protect you. Wizik is ending, but we're going to take another 5 minutes inshallah, then we answer the let us answer the questions of Wizik first. Hamza ibn Manzoor says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What is the ruling on seeking knowledge and migrating and knowing that one's parents only object to it due to their severe dislike of him or her becoming a alim? Also, could you, Sheikh, comment about those who say scholars are poor and have a bad quality of life? Not these things are said as a determinant from becoming a talib al-ilm, etc. Well, first of all, these are wrong. These are wrong. Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حياة طيبة فلنحيينه حياة طيبة as in سورة النحل آية 97. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينه أجرا بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Good deed, whether he's male or female, while he or she is believing, then we are going to provide them a very good life in this world, and we are going to reward them of the best of what they used to do, meaning in this world. They are going to be rewarded in the hereafter. So this is only a statement of someone who does not يعني read Quran, does not know what the Quran says, does not know what the hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الدنيا ملعونة, ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله وما والاه وعالما أو متعلما. The life, the world, this worldly life is cursed. Cursed by the meaning that it is considered to be poor and nothing, valueless. Naam, except the remembrance of Allah and whatsoever from it. And the alim, the scholar, or student of knowledge who is seeking the knowledge. So how come these people say that? This is only because they are yani juhal, they don't know the ilm, they don't know the hadith and the ayat that clarifies, shows the reality of life. Reality of life. But the real good life is only found with the scholars. They are so pleased with their Lord. Whatsoever happens to them, they feel thankful to their Lord, and they feel happy of what their Lord gave them. And that's why this is going to make them live very comfortably in this life, and in the hereafter they are going to be rewarded highly. Allahu A'lam. But I don't advise you to migrate, as you said, if your parents do not allow you to do so. But be patient with them and show them the good manners that you earn from learning the knowledge, and then they're going to love it.
I remember one of the brothers from the West who came to Islam, yani recently, and his mother is somebody who has a high position in the church, and she hated that. But he, before becoming Muslim, he was a drug dealer, and he was disrespectful, disgraceful to his mother, disuseful. So when he came to Saudi Arabia, he was complaining to me about that, yani his mother is this, is that, yani she's not happy with him being here in Saudi Arabia and this. I said to him, how often you speak to your mother? How often do you send her money? How often do you show her your respect to her? Opposite of what you used to do in the Jahiliyyah. And he said, very rarely. I do it, but little time. He said, no, you need to call her weekly. Now, and tell her what you learned and how you are, and then send her money. Wallahi, Akhwan, he married to a Muslim woman, Arab Muslim woman, and whenever they have conflict, his mother used to call time to time, and she can feel that her daughter-in-law is not happy. Then she called her son and speak to him harshly, saying, you have to keep your wife happy and this and that. But she's still on kufr. See, because of what she saw of his new manner, a new character, the new, you know. So that's how we need to show our parents. Na'am, Allahu A'lam. Here is a question from Abu Mujahid on Paltok. Says, what will be the situation of the animals on the day of resurrection? The Prophet ﷺ, told us that on the day of resurrection, Allah Ta'ala is going to judge between the animals. So the one who had horn and hit with it one who did not used to have horn, Allah Ta'ala will give the one who did not used to have horn a horn, and Allah Ta'ala will tell her to hit the other. And at the end, Allah Ta'ala will tell all the animals to be soiled. And that's the saying of Allah. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. And the disbeliever will say, I wish I was only a soil. Only a soil. Yeah? نعم. نعم. حديث في صحيح مسلم الأول. حديث لتؤدن الحقوق إلى أهلها يوم القيامة حتى يقاد الشاة الجحاء من الشاة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the Hadith of Sahih Muslim that the rights are going to be given to their owners on the day of resurrection, meaning if you have anything with your other brother, like if you said anything with him, or if he harmed you with anything like that, on the day of resurrection, the judgment is going to be set up, and then every one will take his own things, own life. And he said, even the goat, which the one had, did not used to have jalha, called jalha, means did not used to have horn. On the day of resurrection, going to have horn, and it is going to hit the other one which hit her in this world. And as in the surah, as I told you, the ayah of Surah An-Naba, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. Now, as Ibn Kathir said in the tafsir, that the judgment is going to be said, Allah Ta'ala will judge between the animals of what they used to do in this world until they are equalized, equal. Then Allah Ta'ala will say to them all, be soiled. So the Kafir sees this in front of his eyes and he says, I wish, meaning that he wishes to be to be an animal in his life, so he turns to be a soil. Wallahu a'lam. Let us take one more question and then we end up. From what Mudrik Sultan says here, how we address some ulama said that the disbelievers will not be in the hellfire forever. How come that? Who is this ulama who say that the disbelievers are not going to be in the hellfire forever? I think you mean the statement that is referred to Ibn al-Qayyim, where he says that the fire is going. He did not say, if it is the one you mean, he did not, Ibn al-Qayyim did not say that they are not going to be in the hellfire forever, but he says that the fire will finish, will end up. Now, but this is an opinion that many of the ulama disagreed with, and the verse of the Quran and the ayat says differently. Wallahu a'lam. Allahu a'lam. Now, Lemonhead says, will women have to wear hijab in the Jannah? Well, in the Jannah, Allah Ta'ala says, حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ. حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ. Hur means beautiful women, have beautiful eyes. Maqsurat means staying only in boundaries of khiyam, tents. And tents is not like the tents you see today. As the Prophet ﷺ said, that the one tent is made of pearl, massive, and it is a very, very huge palace. So no one would be in there, and they are not going to be out of it. There are two happy being inside their palaces. Now, they have everything there, they have whatsoever they want. Now, so the women are the women in the Jannah are going to wear clothes, but these clothes, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that the husband or the man of the palace will see the core of the bones from behind the clothes, and that how beautiful they are. That how beautiful they are. Allahu Akbar. Hamza ibn Manzur say, "Naam, what if they, for years wish to force the child into another profession to take a degree and secular education?" Anyway, as I told you, try to please them as much as you can, because one dua from them would make a big difference with you. One dua of them or from them will make a big difference with you. So try to please them, and inshallah you will find everything good in your life. But do not try to displease them, because Allah Ta'ala warned us against displeasing the kuffar parents. What about the Muslim parents? Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak على نبينا محمد وعلى أصحابه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay, here on part of says, what is the ruling? Last question is in here. What is the ruling on having a nikah and making the walima a later date? A sister family won't let her get married unless she does the walima the same day and move in with the brother right after the nikah. But they are students and want to move in together later on and have the walima later on as well. Is it haram for her to go against her family's wishes? If the nikah is already done, the contract of marriage is already done, then you are his wife. But I don't advise you to go against your parents. Many girls at the beginning, they feel that, halas, I'm going to have my own house, my own family, my own life, I don't care, I'm going to take this step. You do not know what's going to happen later on. When you are sick, when you are pregnant, when you give birth, even when you divorce, you will still need your family. So do not make the relationship between you and your family so bad, and later on you become sorry for that. Wallahu a'lam. Bint Hashim says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please pass our salams to Ma'alim, inshaAllah. May Allah be with him. It is related that Anas ibn Malik said, Okay, JazakumAllah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.